Welcome, everybody, to episode 11 of the Life, Money, and More podcast. It's your host, Sage, and I want to thank you guys for being here. Episode 11, big accomplishment. We're moving towards episode 20 now, so I want to thank all of you. Hey, let's start off with a fun fact. I'm doing this on every episode now. Did you know that, and I never knew this, by the way, did you know that Hawaiian pizza actually came from Canada? I didn't know that. Hawaiian pizza is a Canadian thing that was brought to America. Canada's given us many, many interesting things. Justin Bieber, one of them. and now this. So, yeah, go Canada, I guess. But let's dig into today's episode. We're talking about car payments. That's right. Car payments. I've had experience with this. Most Americans have as well. Around 40 to 50% of Americans have car payments. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the impact of them, and we're going to just dig into it a little bit. So let's go ahead. So according to NASDAQ, reputable source, about roughly half of Americans have car payments. The average car payment, can you guess what it is? It's a lot. It's a lot more than what I thought it was. It's around a little over $700. Now, remember, that's the average. So people with, you know, massive $1,200 Ford F-250 payments, you know, that'll skew it a little bit. But $700. Whew. Okay. I had a car payment about 2 years ago. Mine was about $389, $400, I think. And I felt stressed out. So $700 is... that's a little much. So if you're listening to this and you do have a car payment that is around $700, you would be considered average in terms of car payments. And if you have less than that, well, I guess congratulations. I'm not a big advocate for car payments. We're going to talk about why that is. But if you haven't guessed, car payments are a pretty large problem. They have a massive impact on your finances. They're typically the second most expensive item in your budget. So for most people, housing, you know, like a mortgage slash rent would be the largest bill, you know, set expense. But a car payment, if you have a $700 car payment, that's pretty big. That's a big payment. So it's typically the second most expensive thing in people's lives next to their mortgage or their rent, which makes sense. But they have a pretty detrimental impact on people's finances. So if you think about this, and I'm sure some of you might have heard this stat, I know I've heard it too from, actually generally it's Dave Ramsey, but if you took dollars a month and you invested it, you know, blah, 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 it would be worth millions of dollars, which, yes, that is true. If you took that $700 car payment and invested it every single month into the S&P, you would have millions of dollars 40 years in the future. Yeah, we all get that. Is that going to happen for everybody? No, not really. But it's true. Car payments are costing you a lot more than you think they are. Not only is having a car, if you're financing it at least, you got to deal with that car payment. You also got to deal with the insurance. You got to deal with the gas. Got to deal with the repairs. That gets really expensive. You have a $700 car payment. I mean, depending on how much you drive, depending on your insurance, you could be spending $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month on your car. So when you think about car expenses, I mean, yes, the car payment, if you're financing one, is generally the largest. But like, I know someone I work with currently who has a $500 car payment. And because it's a quote unquote race car, his insurance is a lot more expensive. So I think it's $300 a month, and then fuel. So you're looking at an easy $1,000 a month for that car. So these expenses add up really, really quickly. I mean, they can skyrocket. So here's what usually happens for most people when it comes to car payments, at least. I don't know if you've been told this, but this is pretty common for people. They typically get their first car payment right out of high school. That's pretty normal. You will often get into college and you'll either finance a car, or you'll get right out of college when you get your job, if you can get a job, that is. and you will go ahead and you'll get a car payment. That's pretty typical. The average age of the first time someone gets car payments, according to NerdWallet, is around 22 years old. Which is exactly what I did. When I was 21 years old, I went ahead and got my first car. And story time. I found this beautiful red Mazda. It was a 2017. It was a touring, one of the higher end trims, and it was beautiful. I love sedans. And I got this thought in my head that I wanted to get the most amount of car possible for the money. So I went ahead and I said, okay, what's the max I can afford? And this was 21-year-old me, so mind you, I was kind of stupid. And I went out and I said, okay, $15,000 is the most amount of car I can afford. So I did a lot of research and I went ahead and I used to work in car sales too. I'll be doing an episode on that. But I went out and I was going to get a Honda, too expensive. So I said, what's the most amount of car I can get for $15,000? Well, at that particular time, at the height of COVID, when cars were actually cheap, there was a point at COVID where cars were cheap, by the way, like dealers were begging for people to buy cars. So I found a Mazda that was $17,500 and I used my stage negotiation powers to get it down to $15,000. I financed it for 4 years at a 3.5% interest rate. And yeah, terrible financial decision. I mean, God, the car was beautiful. I mean, I felt awesome driving it. It sure did go through a lot of blown tires, but it was fun to drive. I liked it. It was nice. It was almost a $30,000 car that I got for $15,000. And boy, it was stupid. It was so dumb. I was spending almost $400 a month on this car payment. And then almost $200 a month on insurance and then gas. And then this car just seemed to keep having stuff that would pop up because I was also using it for DoorDash. And it was just costing me a lot. And I got to experience firsthand what it's like to go do something stupid in terms of cars. Yeah. But I owned that car for 2 years, went ahead and paid it off in 2 years. It was a 4-year finance. So I financed it for 4 years. And I paid it off within 2 years. And long story short, at the bottom of my life, when I was at my lowest, I looked at my paid off car and said, all right, I'm selling you. And then I sold it for $12,500. And the rest is history. And now I drive a minivan that I paid $3,500 for. So yeah, I've had my experience with these car payments. I'm pretty well versed in them, and working at the dealership and owning my own car that was financed, I can tell you that it is pretty stupid. We drive these cars because they make us, we think they're going to make a difference in our life, that we're going to feel better, that people are going to, you know, think we're a success. And, you know, after about 3 months of driving that car, I came to this realization that nobody really gave a damn. Nobody really cared what I drove. I mean, yeah, it was pretty to me. And yeah, sure, it made me feel happy, but it started to kind of wear off once I realized how much I was paying. I mean, I was spending a lot of money, almost $800 a month on this car. And I had no money. I had no business owning this car. So I've gone through it. If you're listening to this and you currently have car payments, know that around half of Americans have them. Depending on who you listen to in the personal finance space, they will tell you that you're stupid for doing it. Some people will say, okay, here's how you do it right. I can tell you from personal experience that you feel really good when you get it, and then a couple months later, reality sets in, and then those repairs start adding up. So there's my little story with car payments. If you have a similar one and you're going through it right now, I feel you. If you're in love with your car and you absolutely love it, I also understand. I love cars too. And if you are listening to this and you drive a car that's paid off, well, congratulations. You are blessed. As someone who now drives a paid off car, albeit a minivan, not the sexiest car in the world, but yeah, it's still red. And yeah, it's a V6. It can go a little bit fast. But I can say that it is a blessing now, driving a paid off car financially. I mean, it is also great not having to worry about dinging it, you know, getting in a car accident. You know, it's a good feeling. And I'm so happy that I now drive a cheap car. It has really saved me a lot of money and created some margin in my life. So one of the reasons why we go out and we finance these cars is because of lifestyle creep. We feel like we have to have the car to feel better about ourselves, like people are going to think we're successful. And the thing is, just nobody cares. Nobody cares at all. Nobody cares if you drive that nice new Subaru, or if you have that cool new SUV, or if you drive that $100,000 car. No one cares. No one's going to remember you because of the car you drove. You're not Jay Leno. You're not Doug DeMiro. You know, nobody gives a damn. You're not an F1 driver. You know, then I had my moment where I just said, no one cares that I drive this car. No one cares at all. And now that I drive a cheap car, you know what? People think it's really cool because I could certainly go out and I could go finance a really expensive car, but I'm confident in myself enough to know that I don't need that. I'm secure with who I am. So lifestyle creep is one of those things that strikes deeply into the hearts of American finance, and the car payment is one of those things. We get the job, we get the house with the driveway, and we try to put a car in there. And no matter how many cars you get, no matter how expensive it is, it will not fill the void in your heart. That is my message to you. So the car payment costs you a lot of money. It does. It really adds up cumulatively. And I feel like I'm just breaking even on that, considering I sold my car for $12,500 and then I put all that money in investments. So I'm trying to right those wrongs. And if you currently have that car payment, I implore you to get rid of it. You know, go try to get a car with cash. And if you absolutely do have to finance a car, I'm not against it. You know, I'm not like, you know, I'm not the Dave Ramsey crazy where, you know, you have to buy a car with cash. That's not realistic for everybody, of course, especially nowadays, especially with how crazy expensive used cars are. But if you're going to finance a car, please do a cheaper car. You know, most credit unions will allow you to finance, at least in my area in Washington, you can do a $6,000 finance. Go find yourself a $10,000 car. Get it paid off. Make your car a blessing in your life, because nobody cares what you drive. Nobody cares at all. So if you're going to go finance one, finance something cheaper. You know, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself having thousands of dollars in your savings account or emergency fund than having some fancy car that's going down in value. Working in real estate now, I know a lot of people that, I know it's very common in real estate to go get that nice SUV or Mercedes or whatever. You know, you see these people with these big commission checks, and I know a lot of them around the office in the area, they're broke. They have no money. They spend it all. They get that $20,000 commission check, poof, gone. Spend it all in their damn car. So it's much better to have the money in the bank than a fancy car. And you know, if you do it right, you can drive whatever you want one day. You want to be wealthy, really wealthy, multimillionaire? Give yourself time. You want to go drive a really fancy car? What I do is if I want to go drive an insane car, I'll just go rent it. Rent it for a night or two. You know, it's just one of those things you just got to pull yourself away from. So that's my message about car payments, my little story. Looks like we're moving up on 15 minutes here. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember, if you need help buying or selling a home anywhere in the US or Canada, I'm here. I can help you. SageConnectRealty.com, or you can email me at sage@kw.com. So yeah, guys, just remember, nobody cares what car you drive. But you want to know what I care about? I care about you. And remember, just keep on swimming. I'll catch you in the next episode. Next episode is going to be about emergency funds. So tune in then. I'll see you guys later.